A mental health charity here says it wants more schools to take up their free course aimed at helping young people cope with depression. In a moment we'll hear from the charity, but Tara Mills has been to one of the boys' schools that does participate, St Mary's Grammar in West Belfast. 14 and 15-year-old students told her about what they've been through.
I've known a few people, I don't want to name names, but I know some people have had difficult cases of it where it's induced self-harm and stuff.
I've had a few friends who've been down, but it hadn't really lasted long. Maybe after 3 weeks, they'd tell me and then I'd help them through it and then it'd be all good in the end.
And what did you do to help them?
Just comfort them when they needed it, when they were in their house and they were just texting, said they wouldn't come out. I said, all right, I'll come round and I'll just stay with you and then we'll do something fun. Like, I'll bring over DVDs or whatever and we'll just watch a film.
I didn't really think that boys were good at admitting that they have problems, but like lots of people have came to me and like I don't know why they come to me. I think because I'm good friends with them, but they've really opened up to me.
Phone call them, because I feel that, you know, personally it's better than text, and then just, you know, talk to them and just make them feel better about it.
Well, Raymond Heron is a teacher at St Mary's. He says it's crucial boys take part.
It is, I think, an issue that needs to be addressed amongst boys of school age, that girls are very good at, you know, talking about their feelings and offering support with each other. It's a great support mechanism to have that. But I think boys are lagging behind in that field, that they do tend to bottle their feelings up. They do tend maybe to look for solutions elsewhere as opposed to talking and opening up about it.
Siobhan Doherty is Chief Executive of Aware Defeat Depression. Good evening.
Hello, Seamus.
School children suffering from depression?
Absolutely. The National Health Service have actually said that one in four young people, and that is school children, suffer from the illness of depression. And for us as a charity at Aware, the work that we do in schools is very, very important. And you heard some of the young men saying there that they have started to talk about it, and it is an issue that affects children, regardless of whether they're male or female.
And when we say depression, what are we talking about? What are they going through?
Well, depression is an illness which has got a lot of signs and symptoms that people should be aware of. For example, feeling low. So I would get up on a Monday morning and I would feel pretty low because it's the start of a hard week at work. But when that feeling persists for more than 2 or 3 weeks, we would say to people to go to the doctor. If they lose interest in things that they were perhaps once interested in, if they start to eat more, eat less, gain weight, isolate themselves from their friends and family, those are classic signs and symptoms of depression.
It's not just the moodiness that's familiar in teenagers.
Or indeed in all of us.
I don't want to downplay in any way the prevalence of depression. I'm just saying, how, for example, does a parent or teacher distinguish?
A parent and teacher should distinguish by knowing the signs and symptoms and just being watchful of their young children. And schools, I think, is a very good environment because all children go to school.
So what do you do in schools?
We deliver a programme called Aware's Mood Matters programme, which is a short intervention that we deliver into a lot of schools across Northern Ireland. And really it is about getting young people to understand mental health, to look out for the signs and symptoms of depression and stress, and to, you know, look at strategies around taking care of themselves and looking out for their friends and family.
And how do you encourage more boys to do that?
We have a lot of success in working with young men. You heard the three young men there earlier talking about what they do themselves. So it is about encouragement and it's about letting them know that talking about their feelings, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. That is quite acceptable. And the programme that we run actually encourages all young people to talk about their mental health.
Because it's not the done thing, is it? Particularly in all boys' schools.
In all boys' schools, it can be very, very difficult. But what we do is we go into the schools and we talk to them. You know, it's about building their own personal resilience. And at Aware, we're very encouraged by the feedback that we get from young boys in school to say, well, you know, before you come in, depression, anxiety, mental health was very, very difficult for us to articulate.
What's causing the depression?
What's causing depression? I suppose in young people nowadays, there are a lot of factors that can impact upon good mental health. And I suppose 14, 15-year-olds, the stress of, you know, the exam time and all the things that are happening nowadays that maybe didn't happen in our time. Social media, you're never switched off. There's an awful pressure to get your schoolwork done, home life. All of those things really can impact upon good mental health.
Because depression in a young person must be particularly difficult for them to cope with.
Absolutely.
Particularly if they don't know what's wrong with them.
And if they don't know what's wrong with them, it's an awful burden to be carrying around. And young people tend not to maybe recognise the signs and symptoms of depression. So a lot of the work that we do in schools is helping them to recognise what it is, to label it, to tell young people what depression means, how it feels, and to actually get them to talk about it. And we've had success across Northern Ireland.
Well, how do you measure success?
We measure success in the improvement in young people's mental health. You know, we go in and we do a pre-study and then a post-study and actually get young people to articulate to us the benefits that the programme has had for them as individuals.
Siobhan Docherley of Aware Defeat Depression, thank you very much.